Time now for another edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. On today's program, a conversation with Governor Asa Hutchinson. He's term limited and will not be running for re-election in 2020, but that does not mean he won't be in campaign mode. Late last week, the governor kicked off the Vote for Roads, Vote for Issue 1 campaign. Next November, Arkansas voters will vote yes or no on Issue 1, and that's whether to approve a permanent extension of a half-cent sales tax that is set to expire in 2022. The half-cent sales tax is expected to raise about $205 million each year for the state and roughly $100 million for cities and counties. It's part of a larger highway funding package approved earlier this year in the Arkansas legislative session. Here's the governor now discussing Issue 1 with Roby Brock.
Where do you think public opinion stands today for supporting this tax?
We actually did some polling on that issue before we made the announcement, and it was about 62% of Arkansans either will vote for or probably vote for Issue 1, which is the extension of the half-cent sales tax. And so we were very pleased with that, but it still indicates you got to run a campaign because those that probably you want to make sure they have all the facts and will actually vote for it.
Will there be a map out there that kind of details where the spending is going to be? That seems to be a pretty crucial component of previous campaigns to build public support for this.
It is, and the Highway Commission and Highway Department has developed already a rough as to what this would mean in turn this $205 million over 10 years. That's over $2 billion that would be spent on highways and where that could be spent. Now, they're also going to have public hearings on this, and that's important because we want the public to understand what the tentative plan is, but also we want to hear their comments, and there could be some adjustments on the priorities based upon that. But clearly, one thing that's important is that it's in every part of the state. We want every part of the state to benefit from this highway plan.
You're talking populated areas and maybe more rural areas?
Both, absolutely. I mean, you look down at the South Arkansas and the east-west corridor is very important there, and that's part of the plan. You look at the north part of the state, the extension of Highway 412. So all of these different corridors, you will be able to see on how the highway department would expect to start spending that money. The other critical element is the cities and counties. If this doesn't pass, the cities and counties actually lose $43 million.
And why is that?
Well, it's because right now that half-cent sales tax has been going to them for the last 6 or 7 years.
And
it goes away.
Yeah.
So theirs would be cut, as well as the state bond program.
There's a little incentive for them right there on that. Tell me, you mentioned cities and counties. What are some coalitions that you know will be for you on this? What are some coalitions or groups that you expect to oppose?
Well, in terms of the groups for it, I mean, this impacts every industry in Arkansas, from tourism that depends upon roads to agriculture, whether it's poultry or whether it is the farm-to-market commodities in eastern Arkansas that really, really need a road program. But it's also about the small businesses. We had one small business, Emily's Flowers from Lonoke, that came in there. They have a flower shop, but they were delivering flowers across the county and they ran into a pothole. And that did damage to their vehicle. That was an incentive for them. They became a contributor to this campaign.
Gotcha. So
potholes do magic for supporting roads.
You have had some Democratic support for this program in the legislature. Filing period has closed. There are some of those Democrats that supported you on this highway plan, not to mention tax cuts, as well as Arkansas Works that have Republican opponents this year. Are you going to be out campaigning against some of these Democrats that have been pretty positive on your agenda?
Well, you're absolutely right. The highway plan was passed with bipartisan support, and the polling information shows that really Republicans and Democrats at the same level support the highway plan. And so I think this is something that our candidates, both Democrats and Republicans, will be supporting, hopefully. And I think they would be remiss if they didn't with those numbers. But You know, in terms of my campaigning, I wanted to be able to devote my priority to issue one, getting this highway plan passed, because I think this is fundamental to where we want to go as a state in terms of growth. It is long-lasting. It can really, it is a permanent solution to a long-standing problem.
So it sounds like to me you're not going to get involved in some legislative races?
I don't have any plans to get involved in legislative races. I might make some endorsements, but I have actually made in one or two races, I always try to resist getting involved in primary races.
Well, I'm talking about general election races.
Oh, general election races. Well, sure, I'll be supporting our Republican candidates in general election.
Even against some of those Democrats that have been supportive of your agenda?
It's all a matter of degree and the candidates, but they understand that, the Democrats that supported me in so many different ways, they support the Democratic nominee. I'm a Republican. I support the Republican nominee. Now, at the same time, I have a high regard for so many of the Democrats that supported this plan, but I'm a Republican. I'll be supporting the Republican nominee. But in terms of my campaign efforts, I want to be focused on issue one.
That's Governor Hutchinson talking highway funding and issue one. It'll be on the ballot in 2020, so I'm sure you will be hearing much more about that proposal over the next several months. There's more news after the break. You're listening to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
A group of four radio stations based in Springdale is in the process of changing owners. Horn Broadcasting LLC, that's led by Candace Dixon Horn, said it will pay $3.4 million for the four radio stations that make up Hog Radio. That's 96.7 The Coyote, Star 101.5, ESPN 99.5, and Light 106.5. ESPN also has a simulcast on 1290 AM that is part of the deal. Dixon Horn is the general manager of those stations. She said the transaction should close early next year, pending approval by the Federal Communications Commission. The stations are now owned by Bunyard Media Group, owned by South Arkansas businessman Jay Bunyard. And at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville, Taylor Harrison Spiegel has been promoted to fill the position of Vice President of Development. Spiegel has served as the interim director since January, following the departure of Missy Kincaid. For more headlines, remember to follow our reporting online at both talkbusiness.net and nwabusinessjournal.com. And that's all the time we have for today's edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.